just when Kunst Radio was starting.
Yeah,
87. 87 or 1987, somewhere end of the 80s. And that was a conference.
No, it must have been much earlier because you started with the television.
Oh, right, it was 78. 78 it was. 1978, because 1979, I've had the first contact with Bill Bartlett, but Heidi met Bill Bartlett at this conference, and Bill Bartlett was already working with communications technology. Mm-hmm. But the conference was about getting access to the broadcasting world. And it was a combination of artist groups and native people groups, mostly from the north of Canada, who wanted access to the communications network. They were tired of having broadcast from the south, and they just received programs from the CBC, from Toronto, from Montreal, or whatever, and they wanted to make their own programs. They wanted access to the satellite. Mm-hmm. And the artist groups also wanted access to the broadcasting media, and they wanted to be producers. And these parallel galleries were all very strong and subsidized, and they had organized the conference. And it was the Fifth Network Conference. They called it, I don't know what the other four networks were, but they considered themselves the Fifth Network. And I was watching it from home because Matthew was as a baby, and I was at home with my parents, and I watched the conference on television.
On cable.
It was on cable television, but it was on the television.
The whole thing was transmitted. The whole conference.
It was a part of the public service broadcasting that was required by law for a company to get a cable license. They had to provide public broadcasting. They had to access for minorities, artists, whatever. So they broadcast this project live. So I was sitting in the living room with my parents and the baby, and Heidi's downtown at the conference, and I'm watching the conference of a bunch of artists live on television. And it was incredible, 1978. I mean, it never happened. And that was basically the moment. Heidi was completely blown away, and of course, from the experience of the conference with all these artists who'd organized this huge thing, in a big hotel downtown, all organized by artists and alternative groups. No bureaucrats, no special people, no galleries. The whole thing was all about the problem, organized by the artists themselves. And I'm sitting at home watching it all on television. And that was the moment we started to think about it. And we started thinking at the same time, basically.
No, but you met Bill Bartlett. Yeah.
You met Bill Bartlett and said, you know, that Bill should get in touch with me. And I didn't meet him at the time. I didn't go downtown because I was home with a baby all the time. I was babysitting. And then Bill sent me a postcard and said, I have a project, and here's what you do. You go down to the IP Sharp office, and they know that you're coming, and they will give you a free number, and then you can join the if you want to. They sent me a postcard because telephone was too expensive. There was no other communication. But we were talking about a computer network, an accessible computer network worldwide, which was a time-sharing system with a central computer in Toronto, but it was connected by telephone, and it was local call. You could phone from home, and if you had a terminal, or you go down to the office and get online. And that was the beginning. That happened in 1979.